And now, another optimist. David Chavern is the new president and CEO of the Newspaper Association of America, the trade group for that industry under siege. Unlike his predecessors, he has no roots in the media business. He comes from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, where he was the president of its Center for Advanced Technology and Innovation. Chavern brings with him a positive attitude based largely on his chamber years, where industries he represented had it so much worse. David, welcome to On the Media.
Great. Thank you very much for having me.
All right. Newsroom jobs have been cut in half, 30,000 mm-hmm. lost positions since 1990. Mm-hmm. Ad revenue has been cut in half in the past 20 years. In one recent two-year period, 166 newspapers closed down or went web only. Many others declared bankruptcy. The value of news properties is pennies on the dollar compared to 20 years ago. Bot fraud and ad blockers are literally stealing billions of dollars from your members and their advertisers. So my question for you is, David, what was your blood alcohol level when you took this job?
Interestingly, when I first heard about the job, I actually was drinking wine. So maybe that did influence me. But listen, the reality is I'm a huge believer in the future of the newspaper industry and the news industry. And yes, they've gone through hard times. I mean, there's no denying that. But they're not the only industry that's ever gone through hard times and came out the other side.
We have met before, and when we discussed this, you talked about the airline industry. I thought that was an interesting observation.
Over the history of the airline industry from the 1930s onward, it's been a net destroyer of capital, right? I mean, people have lost more money than they made, and it's reached a new model. Now, it's not always a model that we love, right? I mean, it's too cramped. The food stinks. It's not like it used to be. But the fact of the matter is, when you and I were kids, flying was a rare and special luxury. Today, it's something that's widely available. People do it all the time, and it's affordable. And by the way, American Airlines had record profits last quarter.
Even though anybody would be crazy to get into the business.
Sure. If you want to go start an airline, God bless, look at history first. But the fact of the matter is, there are people that have made it to new models. And the future of the newspaper industry will look different than the past, but that's okay. I mean, the past was great, but there is a future.
Talk about pennies on the dollar. What newspapers fetch for display advertising online is a tiny fraction of what they used to fetch in the good old days for ads in their print publications. And, you know, on top of that, nobody ever clicks on those banner ads. The only clicking is done by robots, and ad blockers are deployed, cutting off your potential revenue at the pass. What news have you for your members to get them off the ledge?
They have an advantage in that they create something that's wanted and needed. I would argue that the market for long-form journalism is better than it's ever been. So everything you say about digital advertising is true. It is not unique to the news business. Anybody who has an advertising-supported model is wrestling with these same things. And the fact of the matter is, digital advertising is kind of in its infancy. Taking the ad model from publications, banner ads, for example, is an idea that came from publications, isn't translating well.
What do your members expect from you and from the Newspaper Association of America? What are they looking towards this trade organization to help them with?
It's basically three things. It's always three things, have you noticed? Someday I'll come up with four things or two things. But first and foremost, tell them the story. Newspaper industry is not dead, far from it, and it has got a vibrant future, and I'm willing to tell that story everywhere. Secondly, help them share knowledge. All of them are experimenting like crazy. They, particularly the smaller papers, want and need to know what the people with resources are doing and what they're finding that's working. And third is, we have a federal advocacy and lobbying practice. I am now a registered lobbyist, which I'm proud to state.
When you're out there lobbying, what are you lobbying for?
Press protections, it's copyright protections, it's fair use. It's a whole range of things that we have to keep up the messaging on, even if you have a circumstance like right now, for example, where there's not a lot moving in Congress.
While you were sitting in the green room, we spoke with Corey Hike of The Washington Post about what I call social distribution. And it's ways to cede some or all of your own distribution to a third party for greater reach and actually greater access to ad dollars. I asked Corey if she thought this was the magic beans that are going to lift the industry out of its travails. What are your thoughts?
First of all, I don't think there are any magic beans. What you have are the newspapers creating the news, and then you have the aggregators who have the audience, right? And the two can't avoid each other. News organizations can't just avoid the aggregator sites because that is where a lot of people are and where a lot of potential audience members are. And on the other side of the coin, Google's not going to interview the mayor. They need the creation of that journalism. So what you're seeing is the stress back and forth of how do you create the economic arrangements that keep them both in the game.
They need you more than you need them, and vice versa.
Exactly.
David, I want to thank you very much and offer you, believe me, from the bottom of my heart, all the best of luck. David Chavern is the brand spanking new president and CEO of the Newspaper Association of America.